This segment of the Avaya Podcast Network is sponsored by CashFly. Deliver content fast with CashFly. Visit CACHEFLY.com to learn more. This is the Avaya Podcast Network. APN. Technology, news, and information.
All in one place. There's a wireless E911 tax levy that's coming to Alberta, and I'm sitting down with the guy who's going to write the checks. Find out how it affects you right here on APN.
You're listening to the Avaya Podcast Network. Now, here's your host, Mark Fletcher, Business Development Manager for Public Safety Solutions at Avaya.
Hey, it's Fletcher with the Avaya Podcast Network in Jasper, Alberta. We're sitting down with Dwayne Lemiski, who's the Grant Policy Advisor for the 911 program at the Alberta Emergency Management Agency. Welcome to the podcast, Dwayne.
Thanks for having me. I'm happy to speak about the grant process we're going to be putting in place.
So this is a really important piece. One thing to collect all the money, but you've got to have a way of distributing that money, and that's kind of what you're in charge with, right?
Absolutely. It's not only about distributing the funds, it's about simplifying the process as much as possible for the PSAPs to receive their funding as streamlined as possible, but also meeting the Alberta government grant process, meeting those restrictions and balancing the PSAP's receipt of funding.
So the government's got some rules and regulations on how the money gets handed out, how it's accounted for. So when you hand it out, you have to make sure that they're accounting for it and so there's no misuse in funds, right?
You're absolutely correct. Every grant program is accountable. Every dollar spent must be accounted for by the stakeholders. In this case, it's the PSAPs, and they must account for the money they receive from the levy, and they must spend it on call answering expenditures only, and it's very specific.
So that's kind of interesting. Now, you presented to the group up here, and that was one thing that you kind of focused in on your presentation, is that this is for call answering on 911 calls, and specifically that.
The grant, the way it's set up from the Emergency 911 Act, is for call answering. There are such things as dispatch. So when you call 911 and you need police, for instance, then the police will be dispatched. Usually involves one or two people doing that function. So the call answering itself is absolutely eligible under the program, but call dispatch is not.
In Canada, don't you have combined services in some places where you might have a police call taker and dispatcher be the same person?
Absolutely.
So how do you work that out then?
It's really the individual PSAP has set up their process for what works for their population.
Okay.
We have a municipality where the RCMP have the call center right in their police building. And from there, they can dispatch police directly. If it's a fire dispatch, they transfer the call to the fire dispatch center. And then that's taken from there that the fire is dispatched.
So how do you work out if you have somebody that's doing call taking and then police dispatch and they apply for some money? How do you decide what process in the agency is dispatch and what is call taking? Obviously, some of it might be obvious, but it seems to me there's a lot of gray area that could be there.
There is an absolute amount, a large amount of gray area, but we want to build relationships with our PSAPs. And we're looking to build relationships in terms of trust. If a PSAP says to us that 70% of the time for their staff is spent call answering, we will trust their numbers in terms of what they report. Occasionally, we may do some spot checks and verify those numbers, but for the most part, we're in relationship building and we trust the numbers they provide to us.
So you're kind of there as a guiding person to say, here's what the ground rules are, here's what you can do, here's what you can't do, and then you'll help them in their reporting process to make sure that they reflect that appropriately, right?
What we tried to really instill in today's conversation was not so much about the nuts and bolts of the program, but it's really about us building a relationship with the PSAPs and the PSAPs building one with us. If you have questions, contact us. If you have feedback, contact us. If you have concerns, contact us. That was the key message throughout our entire presentation. We can build a better program together instead of in isolation.
And I think one of the things that you did really well is you enabled the PSAPs to get the money without going through massive amounts of paperwork. I mean, I've seen grant applications that have been 2-3 inches thick, right? Yours was a simple form that they filled out, a single page form. So that's part of your process to make it easy to apply, right? Without a lot of red tape, so to speak.
My example was spending $100,000 to get a $3,000 grant. It's completely ridiculous. We want the PSAPs to spend minimal amount of time receiving their funding and get it in a timely fashion so they can spend it accordingly.
That's good stuff. So where can people go to find out more information on the program, if they, how they qualify for it, where to apply and so forth?
The Alberta Emergency Management Agency website, there's a tab. Click that. There'll be all the information you need. And as this program develops, and as we develop it over time, there'll be more and more information online.
Great. So we're talking with Duane Lemieski with the Alberta Emergency Management Agency. Thanks so much for sitting down with me today. It's been really informative.
Perfect. Thank you.
You're listening to APN, the Avaya Podcast Network. Find us on the web at avaya.com/APN.